Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Okay, Arisha, how do you take it when two people you really like together break up?
Probably harder than the people that are breaking up, if I'm being honest.
Do you, though? That surprises me.
If I like them together, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, obviously nobody likes to see people break up when they really like them together. That's pretty natural.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how fans of comedians Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy are feeling. They just announced their breakup. And I got to say, a lot of people are upset about it.
Yeah. I mean, they were really fun to watch together.
They
genuinely seemed happy and great and like didn't take each other's bullshit, which I always love in a couple.
Yeah, I feel like that's maybe the most important thing in a relationship, honestly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You heard it here.
And like love or whatever.
Well, second.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, July 19th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, Richies, it's a sad day. Comedians Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy announced their breakup yesterday. And in the words of crazy model lady Tyra Banks, we were rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
So Chelsea was the first one to break the news, and she shared a video on Instagram that she filmed with Joe for their upcoming one-year anniversary. They obviously recorded it early because they did not make it to the year mark. And can I just say, it was truly the most positive breakup post I've maybe ever seen.
Yes, you can say that because I fully agree with you.
I was blown away.
I was like, this is real love. This exists in this world.
Yeah.
Ironically evidenced in a breakup post.
Uh-huh.
So in the video, Chelsea and Joe are standing side by side and talking about what they've learned during their relationship. Joe says he's learned that it's fun to be in love and always be in the moment. Mm-hmm. Very important lesson, I think, for everyone.
Yes.
And Chelsea responds by saying he's the one who taught her to be more present. And then Joe lifts up his arm and reveals this fake plastic hand, which I don't know why I don't own one yet. It's so fun to see them.
You know I have those two tiny little plastic hands, right? I've shown them to you.
Okay. Yes. I think they're so much fun.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, they're just insane. So he like, he has it, you know, up his arm and it slowly like comes into frame. And Chelsea and he start laughing as he playfully touches her with his hand. It's super sweet. His hand then goes to her boob, which I just am here for.
Yeah.
And in the caption of the post, Chelsea writes, "In anticipation of celebrating our first year together, Joe and I recorded this video early. But as many of you have noticed, it is with a heavy heart to announce that we have decided together that it is best for us to take a break from our relationship for now."
Am I the only one that didn't notice that they weren't?
Oh, you better believe I went scrolling through both of their Instagrams like, where's this evidence that everyone has noticed?
Right. I didn't know. It's funny because literally like 2 days ago, my dad was like, "Are they still together?" And I was like, "Yeah." Like, I had no idea. So
your dad's like, "I got to talk to the person who has a finger on the pulse of all of Hollywood. Brooke, are they together or not?"
Yeah, clearly that's not me at all. So, I mean, look, Chelsea and Joe have got to know that this is sad for fans because I don't know a single person that was not rooting for them. Like, they just seemed so cute and happy and they're always like gushing about each other.
Yeah.
And Chelsea did acknowledge this in her post. She said she knows how invested we all were because we have nothing better to do with our lives.
Yep. Yep.
And she wrote, "I wanted to express to you how much that means to both of us, how much it still means, and how much I now believe in love for each one of us." Very sweet. And then
very sweet.
She goes on to praise Joe, which I feel like she's been doing since they got together, which is really sweet.
Yeah. I just, the way she talks about her relationship with him is like, oh, okay. Yes, this seems so positive and healthy and just good for both of them.
Yeah. So she wrote, "This man blew my heart open with love, and because of him, my life experience has changed forever. To be loved and adored by @JoeCoy has been one of the greatest gifts of my life." She also said that being with Joe renewed her faith in men, big one, love, and being also 100% big. Who she is. Like, that's
even bigger.
A very big compliment to give somebody. Yeah. And she also said that she's never been more optimistic for the future. So I guess that's a good takeaway.
Yeah, that's a huge takeaway because it's like, I feel like a lot of people leave relationships feeling completely defeated, down. It's usually not a positive thing.
Yeah.
But to end it by feeling optimistic for the future is like, you're not jaded. That's huge.
I know, but also it's like, okay, but not with Joe. Just like, but not with me, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. So she then speaks in her post directly to Joe saying, "Joe, you blew my creativity open, my lust for working hard again, being on the road again, and you reminded me who I was and always have been. This is not an ending. It's another beginning." She then adds, "It's a comfort to know that I am still loved and love this man the way the sun loves the moon and the moon loves the sun," which paging Shakespeare's sonnets, my God.
Or Dr. Seuss.
Yep, or Dr. Seuss, often interchangeable.
Yep.
Chelsea then says, in all caps, "Your person is coming." And she ends her post by asking people to please continue rooting for both her and Joe, saying, "You never know what life will bring." And then tells her followers to go and support Joe's new movie, Easter Sunday.
I'm sorry, but this was like the icing on the cake for me. Like, by the way, guys, please go support this man.
Yeah.
Like, this is, it's just so mature.
Yeah, there's so much healthy relationship dynamics in this breakup.
Yeah.
That it's, I feel so like wrong-footed because I'm not used to it. Like, we never see this, I feel like, when celebrities break up.
I know. And it's almost like, I love it, but is it juicy? No. So what does that say about me? Nothing good. And obviously, you know, none of us wanted this to happen, but it does seem amicable. We don't know,
right,
what the details were, of course. It's really none of our business. But after Chelsea shared the news, Joe also made a post on his Instagram with a photo of him and Chelsea holding up two dogs. God, the way they incorporate dogs into their posts, especially Chelsea, bless her. His caption said, "Just want everyone to know that Chelsea and I will always remain great friends and will always have love for one another." And it does make sense they'd try to stay friends. Those two have been friends for such a long time. Like, I always think back
Yeah. I hadn't realized how long they've known each other.
Yeah. Well, she used to make fun of him on her show a lot. So I guess that's why I was most surprised. I was like, oh my God. And now they're in love. Crazy.
That's how romance starts. Come
on.
That's
true. You know it.
So Chelsea and Joe first met back in 2007 on her late night talk show, Chelsea Lately. Joe would often be there as a guest comedian on the show. Mm-hmm. Both Chelsea and Joe swear nothing romantic happened during the show. But mm-hmm. after the show ended in 2014, they stayed friends. And then fans started noticing Joe popping up more on Chelsea's social media in June and July of last year. And then in September, she wrote on Instagram about being finally in love with the best kind of guy there is. And then later that month, she made their relationship Instagram official when she posted a very sweet picture of them kissing.
Yeah. Like I said, I was surprised. Because did you watch Chelsea Lately?
I didn't. Yeah. I was too busy watching Gossip Girl.
Oh, God. So nothing's new? Nothing's changed?
No. Once you know who you are, you know, just live into it.
I mean, that's fair. Know your brand and you know it, baby.
Yeah, I do.
So Chelsea was actually on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last year, and she said it took her nearly 20 years to see Joe as more than a friend, which is crazy. She said, one day I just looked at him and I thought, oh, that's my guy. He's like my best buddy. And then I also, you know, get to have sex with him. Fun time.
I mean, that's the dream, isn't it?
Sounds like something I'd say. Yeah. I mean, it's like sleepovers where you bang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two great things in one.
Yep.
Joe, to his credit, also gushed about falling in love with Chelsea back in October of last year when he was on Good Morning Washington. He said, I love her, man. She's amazing. She's a boss. She's incredible. It just feels good to finally find love, and it's with a person I've loved for a long time. Mm. And then in the same month, they must have been going on some, like, romance tour. Because in the same month, Chelsea also opened up about how she worked on herself in order to be ready for this kind of love. When she was on the Today Show, she said she went to therapy to see things with a different lens. I had to get myself healthy on the inside, and then you attract a healthy person.
She's too mature. I can't handle it, honestly.
I know. That's what I love about her. I mean, we famously worked.
Yes.
Her party.
Yes.
And she's always, what's interesting is I never watched Chelsea Lately, like I said, but I've always been a fan of her because she just mm-hmm. always seems so real. Like, you know how you can tell when it's like, I feel like you're being authentic versus you're putting on a show.
Yes.
She just seems very genuine.
Yeah.
And so I just love this for her.
I mean, she to this day is one of my favorite celebrity interactions that I've had.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, of course, because she told me I was funny. So that was like, oh my God, Chelsea Handler told me I was funny. But also she like handed us a ball of cash. And I'm like, you.
Yeah.
You're a good one.
I mean, anyone that gets us working a party where Jessica Alba yells at cash, I'm here for.
Yeah, that was truly, I think that was the most famous people I've ever seen in one party. Chelsea Handler's house.
Yeah, agree.
Also, can I just say how funny it is that Chelsea was saying all of these things on The Tonight Show and The Today Show, and Joe was on Good Morning Washington. Like, damn, that's a tough pill.
Well, you said know your brand.
Exactly, yeah.
They know their brands.
So obviously we're sad things didn't work out between these guys, but we're not the only ones. They obviously have a lot of famous friends. They have a lot of fans. I'm sure they have some haters too, but who cares what they say? And a lot of those people also chimed in and commented and shared their heartbreak.
Yep, yep. Way too invested in a relationship just like me.
Yep.
Instagram user Paris V. Luna commented, I was so excited to see you together, and then I read the post. Crying emoji. I will still be rooting for you and Joe. Heart emoji. And then Queer Eye host Bobby Burke wrote, no, weepy-eyed emoji. Much love to both of you. Heart emoji. And then comedian Fortune Feimster, whom I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
she's great.
Funny.
And she was on Chelsea Lately a lot,
yeah.
too. So.
Yeah. I loved her. I discovered her in Mindy Project. I thought she was so funny.
Yes, yes.
But she added, what a beautiful message, leading with love, three heart emojis, proud of you and want the best for you. Some people, including me, are still holding out hope, though, that they will give it another shot again. I mean, to be fair, Chelsea's post wasn't like, this is it. The door's closed forever. So,
yeah, she said take a break.
Yes, exactly. Take a break. We were on a break.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I'm not the only one that feels strongly about the fact that this could not be permanent. User Just the Rio commented, rooting for you too, but you know, like in a Bennifer years later way, which I do not want to wait 2 decades for them to come back together.
Hey, it took that long to begin with, so... They're really taking their time.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Oh, God. And a source spoke to people and said that those close to Chelsea and Joe are also still hopeful they may still get back together. Mm-hmm. The source said their friends are hoping they can still work it out. But if anything, it's clear their relationship has changed them both for the better.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just confused. Like, I know it's not our business, but I really do want to know why they broke up.
Yeah, it's not our business, but tell us. We have a right to know. We were invested.
We were at your house.
Yes.
You owe this to us.
I've used your bathroom. If that doesn't give me a right to know your personal stuff, then what does?
I drove a golf cart up your really, really long, steep driveway.
That driveway was so long.
Who did?
God, I missed that party. That was so fun.
It was. It was actually really fun. But I don't know. Do we think that if they don't get back together, it's going to stay this like positive and healthy and amicable?
I mean, I know I'm often seen as the cynic, but I think it will be. Like Chelsea just, I've really admired watching her in this relationship, and partially because she's very honest about it and her being like, there's hope. Because, I mean, I'm in the dating pool right now and it feels hopeless. Mm-hmm. So she, I think, at least for me, gave me hope. Like, okay, you can find a guy that's good for you, that's compatible with you, no matter what. And so it's just like, I feel like, at the very least, they'll stay friends.
Yeah. Do you have any, are there any guys that you've known for 20 years that you think might be prospects? Because game nights have been lagging. And I feel like it's your fault.
Okay, they've been lagging because somebody holds us at gunpoint and is like, that's not how you rap.
Arisha, you're spoken like a true, terrible lyricist. Like, your jealousy is awkward.
Our game nights are absolute debauchery
they're
in
chaos.
The worst way.
That's how you know if you bring a guy to game night and all hell breaks loose, he's not the one, honestly. Like, if he can't handle it, bye.
Well, then I'm never going to have a boyfriend. Come on.
I mean, that works out better for me anyway. So we can be two old spinsters together in our 80s.
Honestly, that is the dream.
It is the dream. And on that note, from Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.